Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Bacon. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller joined the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association in launching Road Safety Month on Wednesday, June 3. Lamenting the 150 road fatalities that have occurred since the start of the year, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said her administration remains committed to implementing measures aimed at promoting proper use of the nation's roads and reducing fatalities.
That is why we're updating and amending the Road Traffic Act. Discussions are also taking place to utilize more electronic surveillance system in order to curb speeding and the running of red lights.
The Prime Minister says while government and other stakeholders continue to implement measures to reduce road crashes, the most direct and effective action to improve road safety is personal responsibility by road users.
Too many persons take road safety lightly. Too many pedestrians are crossing the road when it is unsafe to do so. Too many motorists continue to break the speed limit and to run the red light.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says road crashes continue to negatively impact the country's economic development.
Road crashes retard Jamaica's economic growth and development since a large part of our economic strength lies in our people, our human resources. The economic cost of motor vehicle crashes is estimated to be between 1-2% of Jamaica's gross national product. Road crashes are therefore counterproductive to Jamaica's development as they wipe out our national growth potential.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says road safety programs must be viewed as part of the country's overall national development plan to safeguard lives, grow the economy, and build the nation. The JGRE's Road Safety Month campaign is under the theme, Road Safety for Life. The Prime Minister is encouraging tourism industry players to follow the example of Jamaica-based hotel chain Sandals Resorts International in strengthening the island's tourism product. Sandals Resorts recently invested $60 million to renovate and rebrand its oldest and largest property, the former Sandals Grand Riviera Beach and Villa Golf Resort in St. Anne, into the Sandals Ochi Beach Resort. Speaking at the official reopening of the resort on June 5, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said the 34-year-old hotel chain's strong reputation has helped place Jamaica among the world's best tourist destinations.
I think it is remarkable that the Sandals Group has come home to its roots to invest another $60 million for the total makeover and renovation of its largest resort. What is even more notable is that Sandals Resorts International has invested some $156 million in Jamaica in the past 5 years.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that with this latest investment by Sandals, the tourism industry is poised to exceed its projections for growth of 3.8% per year up to the year 2020. And the Prime Minister has instructed the Minister of Labour and Social Security to explore the creation of a policy framework for the protection of the rights of domestic and household workers. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Labour Ministry will receive support from her office and other relevant stakeholders to ensure this task is carried out in a meaningful manner. In addition, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica will be moving to ratify Convention 189 of the International Labour Organization, ILO, adopted in 2011 for the protection of domestic workers globally.
This important convention signals a major step towards justice and equity for the estimated 50 to 100 million household workers globally.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the Grace Kennedy Heather Littlewhite Household Worker of the Year Award ceremony on May 29. The 2015 award was presented to Rosetta Steer. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.